I'd like to say this. President Brigham Young, the second president of this dispensation, said this: "It is supposed by this people that we have all of the ordinances in our possession for life and salvation and exaltation, and that we are administering in those ordinances. This is not the case. We are in possession of all the ordinances that can be administered in the flesh, but there are other ordinances and administrations that must be administered beyond this world. I know you would like to ask what they are. I will mention one. We have not, neither can we receive it here, the ordinance and the keys of resurrection." "Do we have the keys of resurrection?" he asked. "Could you return to the earth as one who would never again die? Your own parents, your grandparents, your ancestors. I buried my mother when I was 11, my father when I was in my early 20s. I have missed my parents much. If I had the power of resurrection, as did the Savior of the world, I would be tempted to try to have kept them longer. I've been called to speak in numerous funerals of people for whom I have known, people whom I have loved, and people whom I have saved and helped in a limited way. We do not know of anyone who can resurrect the dead as did Jesus the Christ when he brought back to mortality. The keys, quote, will be given to those who have passed off this stage of action and have received their bodies again. They will be ordained by those who hold the keys of the resurrection to go forth and resurrect the saints, just as we receive the ordinance of baptism. The keys of the authority to baptize others for the remission of their sins. This is one of the ordinances we cannot receive here on the earth, and there are many more. We remember when the Lord Jesus was in the ship, in the hinder part of the ship, and was sleeping on a pillow. And they awakened him and said unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And they said to themselves, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Perhaps there's something else that we will learn as we perfect our bodies and our spirits in the times to come. And you and I, what helpless creatures we are. Such limited power we have, and how little can we control the winds and the waves and the storms. And remember the numerous scriptures which concentrated in a single line were said by a former prophet. As man is, God once was. As God is, man may become. This is a power available to us as we reach perfection and receive the experience and power to create, to organize, to control native elements. How limited. We have no power to force the grass to grow, the plants to emerge, the seeds to develop. We have no ordinance here, says Brigham Young. We organize according to men in the flesh by combining the elements and the planting, the seeds. We cause vegetables, trees, grains, etc. to come forth, but we do not give them life. We organize a kingdom here according to the pattern that the Lord has given for the people of the in the flesh, but not for those who have received the resurrection, although it is a similitude. Millions of us have contributed toward the creation and the development of a spirit, but the germ of this God is placed within us, and when our spirits receive our bodies, through our faithfulness, we're worthy to be ground. We will then receive authority to produce both spirit and body. But these keys we cannot receive here in the flesh. Again, the powers of heaven. Here is another man, a mortal creature, and the ancestor of Moses, who talked with the Lord face to face as one talks with another. The Lord said, my son, I will show you all these. I saw those things which his hands had made. They were multiplied before mine eyes, and I could not see the end thereof. The Lord showed Abraham the constellations, the worlds as numerous as the sands of the sea. And the Lord said, Abraham, I show these things unto thee before ye go into Egypt, that ye may declare all these words. And then came a succession of creation and planets and worlds which had no end. The Lord had sent his angel to deliver Abraham from the hands of an assassin who would have taken his life on the altar. The Lord would show him the things which he did not know, for, said he, I rule in the heavens above and in the earth beneath, in all wisdom and prudence, over all the intelligences thine eyes have seen from the beginning. I came down in the beginning in the midst of all the intelligences thou hast seen. And then he opens a new world to the prophet Abraham. The Lord had shown to Abraham the intelligences that were organized before the world was created. And among all these, there were many of the noble and great ones. And God saw these souls that they were good. And he stood in the midst of them. And he said, these I will make my rulers. For he stood among those that were spirits. And he saw they were good. And he said unto me, Abraham, thou art one of them. Thou wast chosen before thou wast born. And there stood one among them that was like unto God. And he said unto those who were with him, we will go down, for there is space there, and we will take of these materials, and we will make an earth whereon these may dwell. And then he continued with these promises, and we will prove them herewith to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. And they who keep their first estate, that is their spiritual life, they shall be added upon. And they who keep not their first estate shall not have glory in the same kingdom with those who keep their first estate. And they who keep their second estate, and that is the mortal life, shall have glory added upon their heads forever and ever, if they keep their estate, if they live the commandments, if they do all things whatsoever the Lord God has commanded them. God has created these intelligences, had given to them spirit bodies, and given them instructions and training, and then proceeded to create a world for them. And then sent them as spirits to obtain a mortal body for which he made preparation. And then when upon the earth he gave them instructions how to go about developing and conducting their lives, make it a perfect one to return to their Father in heaven after their transitions. Then came the periods of time when souls were placed upon the earth and born to parents, and parents were permitted to furnish the bodies, but no parent has ever yet on this earth has ever been the parent of a spirit. because we're so far yet from perfection. Remembering what was said a while ago, that as God is, as man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become. With a definite understanding that they could return to become like God and go forward in their great development and progress, could you produce a spirit? Has anyone whom you know ever produced a spirit? This is a power not given to mortal man, so there's much for us to learn. We have not power in the flesh to create and bring forth or produce a spirit. With all the vaunted knowledge of the experts in the world, this has not been given to man. But we have the power to produce, with the help of God, a temporal body for our children. The germ of this God has placed within us. Herein, brethren, you can perceive that we have not and cannot finish our work while we live here on the earth, no more than Jesus did while he was in the flesh. Could we mention one more thing? While we are in the mortal body, we cannot fashion kingdoms to organize matter, for that is beyond our capacity and calling, beyond this world. In the resurrection, men who have been faithful and diligent in all things in the flesh, who have kept their first and second estates and are worthy to be crowned gods, even the sons of God, will be ordained to organize matter. How much matter do you suppose there is between here and some of the fixed stars which we can see? Enough to frame many, very many millions of such earths as this. Yet it is not now so diffused, clear, and pure that we look through it and behold the stars. Yet the matter is there. Can you form any conception of this? Can you form any idea of the minuteness of matter? Can you realize even slightly how relatively little we know? As he said, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. We talk about the gospel in its fullness, yet realize that a large part is still available to us as we prepare, as we perfect, and as we become more like our God. In the Doctrine and Covenants, we read of Abraham, who has already attained godhood. He has received many powers, and undoubtedly that we would like to have and will eventually get if we continue faithful and perfect our lives. Let me conclude with this thought. The song, O My Father, O My Father, Thou that dwellest in that high and glorious place, when shall I regain thy presence and again behold thy face? In thy holy habitation did my spirit once reside? In my first primeval childhood was I nurtured near thy side? For a wise and glorious purpose thou hast placed me here on earth and withheld the recollection of my former friends and birth. Yet oft-times a secret something whispered, you're a stranger here, and I felt that I had wandered from a more exalted sphere. I had learned to call thee Father through thy Spirit from on high, but until the key of knowledge was restored, I knew not why. In the heavens, are parents single? No, the thought makes reason stare. Truth is reason. Truth eternal tells me I've a mother there. When I leave this frail existence, when I lay this mortal by, Father, Mother, may I meet you in your royal courts on high. Then at length, when I've completed all you sent me forth to do, with your mutual approbation, let me come and dwell with you. My brothers and sisters, God bless you as we carry forward our lives toward perfection, so that we may attain, receive the blessings that we're promised, that we may reach Godhood eventually and have the blessings appertaining thereto. I ask the Lord to bless us as we go to our homes, as we train our children, as we teach them the truths of the everlasting gospel, that they too may arrange their lives early so that they may point them toward that perfection which the Lord will recognize in the eternities. And I ask these blessings, leaving our blessings upon you, with the testimony that this is the truth, that God lives and that Jesus is the Christ, and you know it, and I know it, and our lives should show it in all of our activities. I bear this testimony to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.